Welcome to Instant Analysis as we take a look back at the Buckeyes' 42-7 win over San Diego State today in Columbus. Let's compare today to last week. Against Buffalo last week, the Buckeyes led 23-0 at the end of the first quarter, but they were outscored by the Bulls 20-17 the rest of the game. Today, the Buckeyes led 35-0 at halftime, but in the second half, it was a 7-7 tie. So I guess you could say this week, the Buckeyes played two full quarters instead of just one, so improvement, yes, but still plenty of room for improvement overall. But they did play most of today's game without their Heisman Trophy candidate, quarterback Braxton Miller, who went down with what they're calling a sprained left MCL in the first quarter. He went out of the game. That meant that Kenny Guyton entered the game. And as Kenny Guyton has done so many times in his career for the Buckeyes, he stepped in and performed very, very well. In relief of Braxton Miller, he was 19 of 28 for 152 yards, two touchdown passes. He did throw one interception, but he also carried the ball nine times for 82 yards and a touchdown. It was a 44-yard run that was a thing of beauty. He read the defense well, cut it to the outside, took it to the house. So he stepped up once again as he replaced the injured Braxton Miller, just like he did last week when Miller went down with cramps. He came in, led them to a touchdown drive, just like he did last year against Purdue in tying that ball game up and sending it to overtime. So the Buckeyes are in good hands with Kenny Guyton. As far as Braxton Miller goes, we'll have to see how he feels for next week's game as they travel to Cal. But in the postgame interview that Urban Meyer did on television, he said, "I think he will be back full speed," talking about Braxton Miller for next week's game at Cal. Other guys to focus on offense today, Jordan Hall, coming off a career-high 159-yard rushing game, had 75 yards on the ground today and a touchdown. Dontre Wilson was more involved, the freshman out of Texas, 5 rushes, 51 yards, and a score. He also caught 3 passes, and he returned one punt for 25 yards, so look for the Buckeyes to get him even more involved in this offense. Philly Brown, 6 catches, 73 yards, and 2 touchdowns today, and Urban Meyer, earlier in the week during his conference call, looked back at last week's game and said, "Hey, it was my bad that we didn't get Philly Brown more involved in the game last week against Buffalo. That won't happen again." And Urban was true to his word today as he got Brown more involved today, and it paid off with those 2 scores. So when you look at the Buckeyes' offense overall, I thought the offensive line played better this week. Taylor Decker was better on the outside. There is still room for improvement there on the offensive line, but they did a better job today overall. Let's flip it over to the defensive side of the ball. Ohio State created 4 turnovers today. Duran Grant had an interception. Armani Reeves had an interception. Michael Bennett with a forced fumble and a fumble recovery off of a sack. He did it all on one play. And Chris Carter with a fumble recovery today. So 4 turnovers created by the Ohio State defense. That's a positive sign. The silver bullets were flying around today. They also got good pressure, I thought, today on the quarterback. Sacks, plural, for San Diego State. You had sacks by Steve Miller, Michael Bennett, Noah Spence. Those 3 come to mind. They had other quarterback hurries. I thought Joey Bosa played very well once again, another freshman who's contributing early. So I thought the defense as a whole played much better, and you expected that when you got the return of 2 key players in the secondary, and that would be, of course, C.J. Barnett at safety and Bradley Roby coming back after that 1-game suspension. With those guys in the secondary, you're able to take more chances up front with the linebackers blitzing. I thought Shazier played well. Curtis Grant had a decent game. And even Joshua Perry made some plays today, but that's all due in part to that secondary. When everybody's healthy or not suspended, that's the strength of this Ohio State defense and allowed them to do more up front today. So all in all, a good win for the Buckeyes, 42-7 over San Diego State. The drawback to it, of course, the injury to Braxton Miller with that sprained left MCL. He was back on the field wearing a brace. Urban Meyer said he could have went in and played if they needed him to, but Meyer elected not to play in the rest of the way after they had the big lead. It was the right move, and Meyer thinks he will be ready to go next week at Cal. It's going to be a tough contest traveling across the country against the team that last year played Ohio State very well in Columbus, but Meyer thinks that Miller will be able to go next week. If not, Kenny Guyton will have to step in and do what he's done in numerous games, and that's run the offense and put points on the board. But as the week unfolds, we'll find out more about Braxton Miller. But the early reports are that it's not too serious, and he should be able to play next week against Cal. That's your instant analysis of Ohio State's 42-7 win over San Diego State. Next week, the Buckeyes on the road at Cal. We'll cover it for you right here at KennyRota.com. Until then, keep it real, C-Town. See you, bye, and go Bucks!